This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. In 2 days, anti-war protesters will gather here in Washington to voice their opposition to the possibility of war in Iraq. A few days after that, anti-abortion activists will also be here to mark the 30th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Different issues, same method, the protest. Later in this program, we'll talk about protest and we'll hear from you. Do you protest and how? But first, two stories in the news. Today in Iraq, UN weapons inspectors found warheads that were designed to carry chemical warfare agents, according to a UN spokesman in Baghdad. 11 of the warheads are said to be empty. The 12th supposedly needs more tests. Joining us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, thanks very much for joining us.
Of course, Neil.
Do we know where these warheads were found? What do we know?
Yes, we do, Neil. They were found at an ammunition storage area called the Ukaider Ammunition Storage Area. And there is an important point to be made here, which is that UN weapons inspectors have been previously, during the last incarnation of weapons inspections in Iraq, they previously found munitions for chemical warfare agents at the same place. In fact, U.S. forces knew that there were these warheads at that ammunition storage area as well, and a number of them were destroyed. So this is not the first time that these warheads have been found at this particular area.
And has the UN been able to describe in any more detail what was in the warheads, what condition they were in?
Neil, they're described as being in excellent condition, but there's an important point here, which is that these were empty munitions. In that sense, they are not weapons. They are warheads that were to go on 122-millimeter rockets. Now, these particular warheads were outfitted with chemical containers. That's the way that you prepare a warhead in order to use it for delivering chemical agents. So these were warheads that were for use to deliver chemical agents, but they were empty. There's apparently no evidence they had ever been filled, so you can't consider them a chemical weapon. They were warheads to use as chemical weapons.
Were they accounted for by the Iraq's declaration recently?
Well, they were not, Neil. In fact, under Iraq's obligations to the United Nations, it not only was to reveal and destroy all of its chemical agents, it was also supposed to destroy warheads such as these. Now, Iraq had previously acknowledged that it had these warheads for 122-millimeter rockets. We know, in fact, that Iraq was producing them back in the late 1980s and even had imported some. But Iraq was supposed to have destroyed all these and provided evidence for its destruction. What we don't know now is whether Iraqi officials knew that they had these warheads that had not been destroyed, or whether these were just found. I mean, there were only 11 found for sure. Another one, a 12th one, is under evaluation. One possibility is that those simply sort of those warheads fell through the cracks. I mean, we're talking about a universe here of thousands and tens of thousands of munitions of various kinds. So the fact that 11 have been found isn't necessarily a huge deal. The key question is whether these had sort of been forgotten by everyone and just found, or whether Iraqi officials had actually been concealing the existence of these warheads.
Any reaction yet from the Bush administration?
Excuse me, Neil. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte, came out a short time ago and said that the discovery of these warheads was an interesting development, but U.S. officials are being very careful not to jump to any conclusions. There are simply too many unanswered questions about this discovery so far.
Okay, Tom, thanks very much. Obviously, much more on this as we learn more, and later today on All Things Considered, Kate Seeley will have the latest from Baghdad. So, Tom Gelton, thanks very much.
Of course, Neil.
Tom was with us from the Pentagon.